Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Megillah Daf Ches, Megillah 8. Today's Daf Yomi, we're in the part of Maseches Megillah, we're in the Ein Bein Mishnayos, meaning there's no difference between this and this except for this. So we have a certain number of laws which are compared from one law to the other. So we'll look at the last Mishnah on the Daf, on Ches Amah Beis, and this Mishnah is going to discuss the differences between the Sifrei Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and Tefillin and Mezuzos, between the Torah scrolls, the prophets, the writings, and the Tefillin and Mezuzos, the holy writings, with respect to writing them in another language. So the Mishnah says, Ein bein Sfarim leTefillin uMezuzos. There's no difference between the books of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, and the Tefillin and the Mezuzah. Ela sheHasfarim nechtavim b'chol lashon. The Sfarim, the Sifrei Torah, can be written in any language. Tefillin Mezuzos ain't a nechtav os ela Ashuris. Whereas the Tefillin and Mezuzos can only be written in Ashuris. So we go slowly here. First of all, we want to explain that when the Tana Kama says Sfarim nechtavim b'chol lashon, that there are many different explanations as to what does this mean, that the Torah scrolls can be written in any language. The Ramban on Daf Yud Zayin clarifies that he explains that it means with respect to reading the Torah. And according to the Tana Kama, you can fulfill your obligation even if you read the Torah in another language other than the language it was written in. The Ran is of the position that what does this statement mean? It means that the Mishnah is talking about the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. Therefore, according to the Tana Kama, you fulfill your obligation even if you write the Torah in another language. The Turei Evan says, no, we're talking about here that a person, it's obviously the case, he says, that a person cannot fulfill their obligation of writing a Torah scroll unless they write it in Ktav Ashuris, which was the original language in which it was given. And so he says, what does it mean that the Mishnah means that the Sifrei Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, can be written in any language? That's with respect to the fact that it's permitted to study them in any language. And that's different than Tefillin and Mezuzos, that you're not allowed to write them for the purposes of studying. You can only write the Tefillin and Mezuzos for the purpose of their mitzvah. So the Torah scrolls, you can write in any language for the purpose of studying. And so therefore, Tefillin and Mezuzos can only be written in Ashuris. The Chasam Sofer gives a different answer. He says that our Mishnah is talking about those things. There's a statement which we know, which we're going to get to, that states that things that were meant to be written down, you're not allowed to say them by heart. And the Gemara in Gittin tells us this, that things that are written, things that are supposed to be said by heart, are not allowed to be written down. So according to the Tana Kama, this applies to all languages, meaning to say, since the Sefer Torah is something that's written down, you're not allowed to say it in any language by heart. That's the Chiddush of the Chasam Sofer, that you have to read, that it doesn't matter if you say, okay, there's only a prohibition to say it maybe in an Ashuris by heart. No, it's in any language, you're not allowed to say it by heart. Whereas according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we're going to view it as if it's another language, you're going to be prohibited to write it, but you could say it by heart. What is Ashuris? That our Mishnah says that Tefillin and Mezuzos can only be written in Ashuris. So according to that, what is Ashuris? So Ashuris was the script of Lashon HaKodesh. It was a script of Hebrew, and it's why is it called Ashuris? Because they took it up from them from the land of Ashur. So that's one of the explanations, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. Or maybe it's because it's Musheris Bechtav, that is the most praiseworthy of all the letters. And so therefore, since it's called Ksav, since the writing is called Ksav Ashuris, therefore, with respect to the language, it's also called Ashuris. And so the idea is that the Tefillin and the Mezuzos, the language and the Ksav, both need to be in Hebrew, which we're calling Ashuris. So that's the way they explain this concept. However, what's the reason why Tefillin and Mezuzos are more strict than Sifrei Torah with respect to this? Because it says about them, Vayu advarim ha'ele. And so since it says about the Tefillin and Mezuzah, it should be these things, means to say, Ba'avaya son yiyu, meaning to say that they always need to remain in their state, that you're not allowed to change their Lashon or their Ksav. Also, we know with respect to Tefillin and Mezuzah, there's other stringencies, that the Tefillin and Mezuzah are required, Kasiva Tama needs to be written, Kasidra needs to be written in order. You can't move around and write it out of order. However, it's Sefer Torah, if you make a mistake, you can fix it. It doesn't have to be written in order. And so therefore, there's another stringency. So how is it possible And that's indeed what the Rashba says. We know that there are a lot of differences between tefillin and mitzvot. Why is this the only one mentioned? So he says that our Mishnah is not talking about all the other explanations. Our Mishnah is only talking about those things with respect to, with respect to Lashon, but not with respect to all the expressions. Finally, we finish this Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Af besvarim, even when it comes to the Sefer Torah, well, itiru sheyichtavu, Ela Yevanis Bavad. Even the Sifrei Torah, what do they allow it? They only allow it to be written in Greek. They didn't allow it to be written in any language. The Gemara is going to explain on Daf Tesam Abeis what's the reason why Greek is going to be different than all the other languages. But we know that there is a mixed bag with respect to the Greek language and the Talmud. On the one hand, we're very suspicious of the Greek, as the Gemara is going to tell a story about a person who used Yevanis to trick the Jewish people and cause tremendous hardships. On the other hand, there's a lot of respect for the Greek language. And so therefore, for this reason, that's why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is giving this position, that Greek is considered a different language than all the other languages in the world.